Casey Downing is the Education and Training Officer for the Royal Life Saving Society of Queensland, and she's joining 101.5 today to talk about water safety for a particular group of people. Good morning, Casey.
Hi.
Now, Casey, I've said that we're going to talk about a particular group of people. Why is water safety such an important topic for older Australians?
That's a really good question. Water is a huge part of life here in Queensland, and it's something people enjoy well in the later years. But we do see an increased risk of drowning amongst older adults, particularly those aged over 65. As we get older, things like reduced mobility, health conditions, and medication side effects can all impact how we react in and out of water. So it's not about staying away, it's about being aware and taking small steps to stay safe.
Now, you've mentioned medication, and we should be obviously taking a whole lot of precautions around that. What makes it so different around water, Casey?
Medication can have more of an effect than people realise. Some medications can cause dizziness, drowsiness, or slower reaction times, which can make swimming or boating risky. If you've taken new or multiple medications, it's always worth checking with your doctor before heading out on the water, especially if you're going alone or to an unfamiliar place.
Sounds fair, doesn't it? What about different water environments? Are there some that are particularly dangerous?
Absolutely. Many drownings in older people happen in inland waterways, places like rivers, creeks, or dams. The areas can have hidden off drop-offs, slippery banks, or strong currents that catch people off guard. Yeah. Even in backyard pools, it's important to be careful, especially if you've had a fall or balance issue in the past. The safest option is to stick to supervised or patrolled areas whenever you can.
And Casey, a lot of grandparents spend a huge amount of time with their grandkids. Is there any special advice in this particular instance?
That's a great point, and sometimes we see it quite often. Many older adults find themselves supervising children at the pool or at the beach. The key message from our Keep Watch incentive is very simple. Always keep them within arm's reach, keep your eyes on them, and avoid distractions. Even if you're confident in the water, young children can get into trouble very quickly. It only takes a few seconds and a very few centimetres of water for a drowning to occur.
Now, because of that, I'm hoping that Royal Life Saving has some programs or some resources that might help older people build confidence around water with the little people.
Absolutely. So Royal Life Saving Queensland runs a fantastic program called Our Grey Medallion. So it's designed specifically for older adults and covers everything from water safety and rescue skills to CPR and basic fitness. It's a great way to stay active, build confidence, and make sure you're prepared for any situation around the water.
And Casey, what might be a takeaway that you'd like people to remember for today especially?
Enjoy the water. It's great for mental health and well-being, but do it safely. Be aware of your surroundings, medications, refresh your skills, and never hesitate to ask for help or swim in a supervised area. And if you're spending time with grandkids, remember supervision saves lives. Stay close, stay alert, and make it fun. Safe experiences for everyone. We've got more information on our website if you need more.
That sounds great. Casey Downing, Education and Training Officer for the Royal Life Saving Society of Queensland. Thanks for talking to us today and keeping our community informed and connected. And to hear this very important information again, why wouldn't you head off to the podcast at 1015fm.com.au, and while you're there, check out all the different programs that the Water Safety podcast that we've done with Royal Life Saving. Thank you, Casey. I really appreciate your time.
Not a problem. Thank you so much for having me.